MySpace. Rishi Tandon, India. Rishi, age 17, lives with his parents, grandparents and older brother in a high-rise block of flats in Mumbai in India. The residents are railway employees and their families. Rishi's father has worked on the railway for as long as Rishi can remember. At present, it is a school holiday and Rishi is attending a computer course.
I'm learning to program and things like that. It's interesting and I study really hard. School in India is terribly hard work, and if you don't do the work, you can't pass your exams.
Soon, his older brother must take the final examinations.
He's studying the whole time, and I've had strict orders from my mother not to disturb him. It's a bit difficult since we share a room, and sometimes I have to fetch something or change my clothes,
Rishi says.
But I like sharing a room with him. We've always done it, and I think it would feel empty and lonely otherwise.
In his spare time, he tries to relax. Recently, he watched television for the first time in 2 months. He also likes reading travel magazines to find out how people live in other parts of the world.
Different cultures and countries interest me. There are so many countries that are completely unlike India, and that's fascinating. People have other lifestyles, eat different food and celebrate other public holidays. In Mumbai, there are great differences in how people live. Some are very rich, while many are extremely poor. Many of my school friends speak only English, so if they get lost in town, for example, they can't just ask anyone the way home. I'm glad my parents taught me Hindi and that we speak it at home. I want to learn as many languages as possible so that I can understand other cultures and people better.
Rishi's room. 1. Drugs against malaria. Currently, there is an epidemic. 2. In the cupboard, Rishi keeps games, puzzles and old toys. 3. His brother studying chemistry and maths. 4. Books belonging to Rishi's brother.
He's taken over the whole room now that he's studying for his exams.
5. A basket with onions under the bed.
They're not my onions, but Mum's got nowhere else to keep them.
6. Indian flag.
As inspiration, working for the good of the country means working for yourself.